Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The operating system of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha families, which is the oldest bloodline of European bloodlines in the world, in which all European bloodlines agree are their progenitors, going back to their founder, Vlad the Impaler. Count Dracula is the recognized head of the entire dynasty.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
And so this House of the Dragon that flies the dragon banner, the Dracul, rule the planet. Just like Revelation tells us, the dragon. And it's allied with the other dragon, the Chicoms. And its goal is feudalism, but with a high-tech overlay.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
And if you go back to the Aztecs, or the ancient Chinese, or the ancient Europeans, or the ancient Africans, everybody behaved the same. You had cycles, and you would get cycles of society building up, developing technology, agrarian systems, developing towns and cities, and then the cults take over, the high priests take over, and they always use environmental reasons for the reason that they have to dominate and demand human sacrifices and control over the public.
So the Illuminati is basically just an extension of the mystery religion system, the whole type of philosophy.
Yes, it was a way of hoarding knowledge and power to a few special people.
And how do they hoard the knowledge?
Well, when I say knowledge, some of the knowledge is pseudo-knowledge, and some of the knowledge is actually scientific knowledge, which enabled, for instance, Christopher Columbus to be certain that he could sail to sail across the Atlantic and hit land. He was associated with the Knights Templars, which is one of these secret societies associated with the Illuminati. So you've got different types of knowledge, but some of the knowledge is actually bogus. It's just claimed so that they can get people to join whatever mystery religion they're trying to offer.
And the UN and others at the Club of Rome in the 1960s, early 1960s, said, we're going to bring back the superstition of the pagans, and we're going to teach people they're bad and teach them they're evil and teach them that they have to pay and teach them that old people have to die and babies have to be killed because there's too many people, so that we have a barbarous civilization that's the opposite of the Renaissance and Christianity, but one that is kill and be killed. And we believe this is the natural system of survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and so we're going to bring this back. And that's the real system we're transitioning to now. We hear about a transition. So they decided to get rid of that and replace it with the old authoritarian model of barbarism that has the exact same features no matter what color you are or where your ancestors came from. Humans act the same in these cycles over and over again.
The satanic rituals that they carry out, which are horrendous traditional rituals, blood sacrifices, requires a certain level of insanity and dissociative ability. If you were a normal, sane person and you had to participate in the higher level Illuminati rituals, you'd probably go crazy. It's absolutely essential that they they maintain the bloodlines.
These are religious sacraments to these people of power over you. And they don't like the fact you're straight and strong. They don't like the fact you're good. They don't like the fact you're hardworking. They don't like the fact you want justice. They want to hurt you. They want to dominate you to fill that empty spot in their heart.
Get ready.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, we are on air. The forces of anti-human tyranny are enraged because we've got their number. We know who they are. And we know how to beat them together. InfoWars is the front line. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. InfoWars is the hope of humanity. And that means you, the listeners and viewers, the incredible activists of every race, color, and creed, are the resistance. We are the resistance. Now, I was supposed to already be taken off the air years ago. By the grace of God and your support, we're still here. They knew as this New World Order launched into operational phase out of beta, that if we were still on the air, and that if people could find the clips of what we predicted in the past, that we would have meteoric support, and that we would be able to rally humanity together to understand what we're facing and defeat these people. They need to be able to launch their public depopulation operation from beta to operational, without any criticism of it, and completely gaslight people into submission. But if there's anybody there, like in the Emperor's New Clothes parable, to call out the fact that the Emperor's butt naked, their whole house of cards will come down. So before I hit all this huge news, let me just tell you a quick synopsis of the Emperor's New Clothes parable. Maybe you guys can just pull up a version somewhere. There's many tellings of it. But there was the emperor of this powerful kingdom, an empire, and he wanted the finest clothes, he wanted something special to wear, and he had the greatest coat makers and cloak makers and suit makers, not just in his kingdom, but from faraway kingdoms, come and always making fancier and fancier things. And then a caravan came into town with just beautiful silk and all the things of the East, but he'd seen that before. And diamonds and ruby-encrusted crowns. He said, no, I don't want to buy that. I've already got that. And they said, sir, we have a special shipment here in this wagon train that only true divine royalty can see. And if you're not divine and not royal, you can't even see the thread, the golden thread from which it is woven. And they pulled out the thread. They pulled out the fabric, and he didn't see anything. Well, he didn't want to admit that he wasn't divine. He didn't want to admit that he wasn't the emperor. So under peer pressure, he said, okay, make me a fine suit. And he basically gave them the equivalent of billions of dollars to weave him this suit. And his ministers and his queen and his children and everyone didn't want to tell him, sir, you're naked, because he believed he was wearing the beautiful clothes. And if they didn't go along with the lie, he might chop their heads off. But finally, he has a parade because he wants to show off his beautiful clothes. Because finally, before he was wearing his underwear that were actually real underwear, but they came to him and said, sir, we want to sell you something else. We want to sell you underwear. And so finally, he wasn't just not wearing a shirt or pants or cloak. He was wearing absolutely nothing. And so he marched at the head of this big parade, and everybody cheered his beautiful clothes. Everybody said he was the most amazing person in the universe, until a two-year-old child screams, he's naked, he's naked, he's naked. The emperor is naked. And then everybody else started laughing, and the house of cards came down. That's the story of gaslighting. That's the story of mind control. And that's what all of this is. So they're at a segue point where they've been denying world government, denying depopulation, denying the plan to collapse the economy, denying all the pedophilia they're pushing while they push it. And then there's got to be a point, finally, where the depopulation and implosion is evident because they've cut the resources off, and where they need to organize what's left of the first world to accept the killing of the third world and others so that they still have their goods and services, so they can then panic us and stampede us into submission to their game plan. And that's where we are right now. And so suddenly, on ABC News, NBC News, CNN, HBO with Bill Maher, I've got all these clips, so many we can't even play them all. They've come out and said, you know what? What's wrong with cannibalism? What's wrong with depopulation? What's wrong with human sacrifice? What's wrong? We need to get rid of at least 70, 80, 90% of the people. Bill Maher came out Friday night and said it. He said depopulation is a good thing, but what does that mean? Collapse, destruction of civilization, mass death? Does Bill Maher really think he'll be protected? But see, that's the emperor's new clothes. He's going along with it, and so many others are going along with it, because they feel like they're part of the power structure, and if they say no to it, they'll be kicked out of the power structure. They'll lose their peacock positions. But if this plan actually goes through, they will be destroyed as well, guaranteed, because the plan isn't just 90%. It's much higher than that, and it's a post-human nightmare world. It's entirely satanic and anti-human. So that's where we are. And we've got all these clips. We're going to get into a lot of them today, but that's really the front and center issue here of why InfoWars can't be on the air. Of why InfoWars has to be railroaded. And people ask me, how are you handling judges in two states saying you're already guilty and telling a jury you're guilty? Just decide how guilty you are, and you can't call witnesses. You can only call witnesses they've called. And what is it like to have the judge tell the jury you're guilty? Well, it's a canary in the coal mine. I'm not even personally worried about all this. I'm worried about what it signifies for everybody else and the type of world we're going to be living in with forced inoculations, thought police arresting you for your speech. You know, a war veteran, actually a war hero, it turns out, highly decorated war veteran, 60-something years old in the UK, posted on his Facebook an image of the trans flag as a swastika. Now, everybody's allowed to put swastikas on they want and call their political enemies or groups they don't like Nazis. But he posted, and we'll show it to you next segment, and they arrested him, and we have the video of it. It's been up on InfoWars.com since Saturday. I forgot to get to it last night, but we're going to get to it today. But they're at his house, these young political Khamazar police, and they take him away for the trans flag, which if you flip it around, does make a swastika. So that's where all this is going. There's the Post. If you simply put the flags together, end to end, it makes a swastika. And if you actually look at the World Economic Forum's new circular sun symbol, it's a swastika, a rainbow swastika. And you see the Davos Group and the UN all using the same names, the same terms, the same organizations. They've merged. And so now in Canada and Australia and New Zealand and Germany and France and England and Scotland, you post something that they say hurts someone's feelings, the police tell him, and they take him to jail. Now, do you think you're living in a free, safe society there? Something big happened today in Connecticut in our bankruptcy case. And when the top bankruptcy lawyers I've got in the state of Texas, I mean, they're the top guys, famous, saw it, they couldn't believe it. We'll tell you about that coming up, too. What these state courts are saying. And you say, well, that's just in your case. No. Total criminal lawlessness. They're coming for everybody. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
relative to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
New rule, the recent report that informed us that in November of this year the population of the Earth will hit 8 billion is not good news. And those who regard it as such should be treated for TikTok brain. The Secretary General of the United Nations, of all people, said that welcoming our 8 billionth person was an occasion to celebrate our diversity. Yes, what a comfort that people of all races will be contributing to an already unsustainable carbon footprint and choking and starving equally. Have you seen what has been happening with the climate in recent years? Did you see England last week? England is pretty far north, but the runways are melting. Our farmland is shrinking due to scorching temperatures and drought. One out of four people on Earth is food insecure, what we used to call hungry. There's another one. And billions face some form of water scarcity. Water isn't the only thing we're running out of. Clean air, quality soil, rainforests, wetlands, the precious metals that make our phones work. We're even running out of sand. Sand. Which may not seem important, but without it, you can't make concrete or glass, like for windows, so you can look outside and see the world ending. And all of this is not unrelated to there being ever more people on Earth who tend to use things. Tracy Stone Manning is our director of the Bureau of Land Management, and she said, if there were fewer of us, we would have less impact. We must consume less, and more importantly, we must breed fewer consuming humans. Yes, I thought this was a duh. And until very recently, it was. But now there's a growing movement of people more worried about population decline. Decline, that's what we should be celebrating. But Elon Musk says,
the biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
Oh, come on, of all the excuses not to wear a condom. Population collapse? Has he been to Disney World on a Saturday? The only thing that's collapsing is the Dumbo ride under the weight of all those obese 8-year-olds.
And he goes on to say we need global depopulation. We'll play a next segment. Now, there is some truth to what he's saying in many ways, and I'll explain that right now. But their agenda is total enslavement and no freedom, not just forced depopulation. And their entire system is organized to now carry out this depopulation. And the first groups they hit with the most hardcore weapons was the Western world, who they say consumes the most, so we deserve to be soft-killed. So those idiots in the audience that had to have injections in California to go into his studio, they've been implanted with soft-kill weapons that destroy their testicles and ovaries and cause blood clots. Would they still be for depopulation if they knew it was being done to them? Who decides who does this? So let me explain the problem with population. People are being taken off the land. They're being herded into cities. They're being purposely dumbed down. And they're not being taught how to be good, productive humans by design. And so we are producing, particularly in young people, a bunch of lazy TV heads that don't do anything. The globalists are smart. They make you make yourself obsolete. They turn you into a spectator, into a jellyfish, and then you don't have any purpose. Because they want the future. They want the life extension. They want control of the earth. Then they are purposely undermining and undercutting the sustainable carrying capacity of not just humans and our civilization, but the whole planet. They are manipulating the weather. They are cutting off carbon dioxide that is the life-giving gas on Earth, as important or more important than oxygen. They are deliberately creating all the genetic engineering that is wreaking havoc on the environment. They're creating all these new seed lines that don't produce seeds that grow. They are introducing things to the environment on purpose, collapsing the Earth. They don't want to just kill humans. They've already had this big destructive project with poison and toxins and all the rest of it, and now they're bringing in something even more destructive. This is a planet-killing machine, whatever's in control of this. That's the reality. And they've been saying since the time of Plato, 2,300 plus years ago, that there's too many people. And they said it under Malthus 300 years ago, and Francis Galton 170 years ago, and Adolf Hitler 80 years ago. And Yuval Harari saying it now. They want you to hate yourself. They want you to decide you're bad, just like the Aztecs and just like the Babylonians and just like all the other cultures that sacrifice humans. If you go to the archaeological sites all over the world and they decipher the stone tablets of those cultures, the priest class was always saying, there's too many people and we've got to decide who's going to die and we're going to have sacrifices to reduce the population. They just want to be in the position of God. They want to be in the position of who lives and who dies. And now they're externalizing their world depopulation operation. They have articles every day saying, I'm crazy. Nobody wants to depopulate you. Nobody's hurting you with the shots. 5G is good for you. GMO is good for you. Nanotech microplastics are good for you. When all the statistics show it's killing us and causing every neurological and other disorder you can imagine. Liver failure, kidney failure, cancer. Sperm counts down 96% on average in the Western world. Women's eggs fried. We get in radiation chambers to fly through an airport. They're killing us. And we're sitting here watching it. And all these people that serve the system on the left and the right go along with it, pretending like they're on the winning team. When you're the emperor's new clothes, you are the losers. Those of us fighting this are awake, are informed, are educated, and we're starting to really turn the tide. Elon Musk is 1,000,000,000% right when he says if you don't have 2.2 humans to replace a mother and father, you don't even have replacement rate. Because a lot of folks don't have children. A lot of people die before they have children. We need 2.2 people for every two people or civilization collapses. Are there a bunch of people living horrible lives in squalor in megacities around the world? Are there people starving to death? Absolutely. Should they be brought up to speed? Should they be industrialized? Should they be educated? Should they be encouraged to have 2.2 children? And the idiot liberals always go, how does somebody have 2.2? He's dumb. That means in the average. But that's not being done. Instead, they're promoting transgenderism to sterilize our boys and poisoning the hell out of everybody. And then you get around the globalists, they are a bunch of demonic, sick, sociopathic, sadistic demons. They set all this up to have fun killing people and playing God. And I'm going to say it again to the idiots and that Bill Maher audience. You're laughing and giggling, talking about killing everybody. You're like a cow in a slaughterhouse, laughing, watching the other cows getting chopped up. You're next, you fool. Unbelievable. A lot of big news today. Stay with us. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, We have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body cells and turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm not worried about the population collapsing. I'm worried about the glaciers collapsing and the food chain and the electrical grid. Look, I'm a big Musk fan, but I have no idea what he's talking about when he says Earth could sustain many times its current population and the ecosystem would be fine. It's not fine now. Nature World News just reported an unprecedented global extinction crisis with more than a million species expected to die off in the next few decades. The bees are all dying and the coral reefs. Fish populations in the ocean are collapsing. What the f*** are these people talking about? America's population is now about 335 million, and there's a supposedly smart guy named Matthew Iglesias who wrote a book called 1 Billion Americans, arguing there should be a billion of us, a billion Americans. Insert your own traffic on the 405 joke here.
It's giant populations that allowed us to build this huge infrastructure. We have to replace our numbers just to keep it going. But see, they're cutting off the energy. They're cutting off the food production. They admit they are. And then saying global warming did it. And global warming in the jungles made the coronavirus, the COVID-19. No, they made it in a lab. They purposely collapse society. Then they blame us for the collapse of society. And they admit they're collapsing the society. It's not even hidden. The globalists want to get rid of the rest of us. And I'll tell you right now, I can politically look at this, I can historically look at it, I can economically look at it, and tell you, God gave us this earth as our providence. We are to be good stewards of it, but we are to go forth and multiply to the stars. And if you want to live under feudalism, if you want to be depopulated and let them have the power to do that, you're crazy. Because this is about mass murder. It's not about saving the earth. These people say they'll create 1,000 Earths once they merge the machines and become a god. They see this Earth as their blood supply to build the new system they're constructing, as their placenta. Well, it's our placenta that God gave us. It's not them to decide to act like God. They have 2 years of lockdowns in the third world, not 3-4 months, and it causes mass death and starvation. Then they flood us with those third world populations and weaponize the uneducated people. I'm not hating them. I know they're a zombie horde who's been programmed to attack. And it's going to get so bad, most people are going to sit back and say, well, I'm glad that virus, wink, wink, got released, you know, the next more deadly virus, because at least it wiped out 5 billion people, and now we've got electricity. But you're not going to not have electricity because of the 5 billion people. You're not going to have electricity because they're turning the damn power plants off. It's very simple. They cut the resources. It's very simple. The Pentagon in the 60s did a study. I've read it on air. There have been other studies done around the world. But within 10 days of no electricity and no running water and the food runs out, most people resort to homicide. 90%+ of people start killing. The other 10% commit suicide. Because they don't want to do bad things. But 90% turn into homicidal maniacs. You know what happens on day 15 and 16 in every study and in countries it's happened in? What happens on day 15 and 16? Cannibalism. And as a metaphor, the New York Times had a big article last week, or 2 weeks ago, saying cannibalism's good, there's too many people, we need to get rid of humans. They're getting used to it. Oh, we're going to use the bodies of dead people. 20-plus states passed laws to give fertilizer to the crops. Oh, we're going to kill that old lady and hire 10 teachers. The idea that you kill somebody, you take something from somebody, and that's how you get ahead. That's called barbarism. That's called government and culture by collapse and road warrior destruction. And that's the world they're building. By the way, there have been a bunch of in-game derivatives made by fans and by us. We've made 3 of them. Fans have made dozens of them. On Saturday's emergency broadcast, I did 2 hours live, then aired about 70 minutes of two mini documentaries with the name Endgame in them. And we should take those out of Saturday's list and post them to Band.Video. But they're within the Saturday emergency broadcast at Band.Video if you want to see them. But because I said I can't find that special Endgame I made 1 year after the original Endgame came out, I called it Endgame 2.0, but I couldn't find it. Well, now it's on Band.Video. Somebody found it. I don't know who around here. But it's Endgame 1.5. So guys, go to Band.Video and pull it up. Endgame 1.5. Advanced Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Go watch that. He's been dead for a decade. Made the film 15 years ago. Dr. Michael Kaufman has the documents in the 60s where they would create transgenderism and push homosexuality for depopulation. That's just a small part of it, but it's just incredible that we are now living in the middle of this together. And we know what the next phase is, and it is nightmarish to the max. So all these people going along with the leftist woke agenda, everybody following orders and following nonsensical logic-killing statements, those are nonsensical and don't make sense on purpose, because you've got to go against common sense. You've got to go against your own instincts and say two men can have a baby, two women can have a baby, two women can have a baby in prison. You've got to go against your common sense and say, oh, no, this isn't a recession. And be gaslit by these people so that you'll accept the next absurdity and the next absurdity. And the absurdities are going to get more and more and more deadly. Bill Maher said the ice caps have all melted. The ice caps are bigger than they've ever been recorded. Granted, we've been recording them only for about 100 years. Everything they say is a damn lie. And so you can either realize we're right about this and start fighting it now, or you can do it later when your position is much worse. So everybody pats me on the back, gives me hugs, and says, oh, you're under attack. You're all over the news as the demon of hell. How are you taking it? I knew all this was coming because I knew I was right. And I knew this point would come. I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about all of us together. I love you. I love my children. They're going to grow up in a world with your children. We're not going to let them down. You've got my complete, total commitment to you. But I will tell you, I will never give up. I will never sell out. But ladies and gentlemen, I could give out. And so I need your support. I need your prayers. And I need you to spread the word about what we're doing, because I didn't ever think we'd be the tip of the spear. I had a vision, an epiphany, an understanding that I was going to detonate the resistance and that all these amazing leaders would come out of it. And it's starting to happen. What God and the Holy Spirit put in my mind and heart and soul is happening. And I see those original messages now clearer than ever, how amazingly accurate they were. But I and my simple human soul did not fully grasp it until I saw God's mysterious ways being fulfilled. And I can tell you, God is 100% real, and the devil's 100% real, and this fight we're going into that we're already in the beginning stages of is so real. And your body doesn't matter. What matters is your soul and your will to never give up. We're going to go through hell. I'm going to be demonized relentlessly, and then I will be destroyed. But I am a victor. I am a winner. I decided this. You need to make this decision. Your soul is eternal. And this is boot camp. We need to pass this test. Let's do it together. And our souls forever will be with our children and our grandparents and our entire lineage. And we'll be taken to the next level of consciousness. It's a big universe, and we're just at step one. We're going to win together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listeners are calling, they're emailing, people are asking on the street, so I should just lay this out very simply and succinctly with the truth so that everybody knows where we're at and where InfoWars is. The globalists see InfoWars as a standard, as a symbol, a flag of human resistance and populism and a pro-human future. And they know that we're the genesis point of probably 80% of the world resistance to the New World Order right now. And I don't say that as a boast. I say that as a report to you, who you've commissioned me for this fight. We have been totally blessed by the Holy Spirit. I've been given very strong discernment, and you have discernment as well, and we know where we are. And our most important work is now happening, right now. And what I've seen with the weaponization of the judiciary happened to Roger Stone and happened to Steve Bannon, it's happening to me. And the Democrats are on the news bragging, we're going to do this to everybody. You remember 10 years ago when the head of the IRS said in Congress, she said, yeah, we target conservatives with the IRS. Yeah, we target all the conservative nonprofits and churches. I mean, they're conservatives. They're racist. They deserve it. That's just an example of what they'll do to everybody when no one stands up and they control the Justice Department and the IRS and all these agencies. So if I talked about what I've seen with this first show trial that's entered its second week today with three more of them coming up, imagine this attack, it would take hours. But they defaulted us saying we didn't give them the discovery, which wasn't true. Then they said we're going to have a trial on the damages where they say we can't say we're innocent. Of course, I am innocent. I'm going to say that. I don't care what she says. And then she lets them put on all their witnesses, and we can have no witnesses. Only witnesses they call can we have because we're defaulted. So then they have a staged trial, and she tells the jury it's a special case. Mr. Jones is guilty, and they look at me like I'm the devil. Not, oh, I should jury nullification this, or I should stand up for this. In fact, a lot of people at the voir dire last Monday, when they were picking the jury, got up and said, black, white, you name it, said, I should say he's guilty. I'm uncomfortable being part of this. You're struck. Don't worry. You're not on the jury. But those that said, I don't have a problem with him being guilty already. So it's a stat deck, but that's what our Lord and Savior faced, Christ. I mean, Pontius Pilate said, I find no sin in this man. He can go free. I'm certainly not perfect. Christ was. And they said, give us Barabbas. And so that's what they want. And they want to set the model and be able to do this. But here's where it gets crazier. We declared limited bankruptcy on four real companies 3-4 months ago. I mean, InfoWars Corporation, because, you know, you set those up individually. And the supplement company, all this stuff. And we said, this is a settlement offer to show the federal court all our finances, including Free Speech Systems, that we don't have hundreds of millions of dollars, and we'd like to not have these show trials. We know it's not about money. They want to destroy us, which they've now said in the news, the Democrat plaintiff's lawyers, the ambulance chasers, who are just pawns in this, puppets, minions, marionettes. And they dropped those corporations out because they wanted to go forward with the fake trials. Then they scheduled this trial, and then starting in 2 weeks, in Texas and Connecticut at the same time. But, you know, we can't do two trials at once. That's your problem. So we declare full bankruptcy on Free Speech Systems to be able to go in and show the courts and put the cards down in sworn federal statements, go to President of their lie, that we don't have any of this money they're saying. When they lie on the news and say Alex Jones has got, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Earpiece popped out. Yeah, whatever. So that's where we are. So this morning I get a call from Norm Pattis, our lawyer up in Connecticut. He goes, man, unprecedented. He goes, the judge had a ruling on your bankruptcy, and she said, we don't care what the federal courts say, and it's hitting the news right now. We're going to go ahead with the trial when federal law says it trumps state courts. And that we get a stay while the bankruptcy court looks at what's going on. What did the judge say last Friday when Federico and Dino, right now, my lawyer, former federal prosecutor himself, he got up at 4:30 and said to the judge, hey, we just declared bankruptcy, but we're going to remand it on Monday, and we're gonna let the trial go forward. Could have blocked it. She said, that's fine. I knew this was coming. I already made the decision to ignore the federal court and go ahead with the trial. She can't do that under federal law. It's cut and dry. But that's what she said. So this isn't about Alex Jones's trial or Alex Jones's details. This is what's going on with these people. Because we filed it because we can't have two trials at once. We filed it because we're sick of them lying about us. We filed it because we're out of money. And the state court's answer in Texas and in Connecticut is we'll do whatever we want because they are coordinating, they are backed by the deep state, and they think it's funny what they're doing And just as they perfected their deplatforming and debanking and censorship with us, for everybody else, now this is coming. So a lot of folks are rallying behind us, and I appreciate that. But you have to understand, when you rally behind us, you have empathy for us, you're having it for yourself. We are completely maxed out. All the extra money we have is to buy product into the future that's now coming in, and we're starting to dig out of that hole of being in the red. And it's your decision whether you want to keep us on air or not. And I don't know who you are out there, but I appreciate the Bitcoin donations. I had no idea how far behind we were. We brought in outside accounting firms before bankruptcy to get everything in line. And they said, man, you were totally insolvent. You could sell your house, which I already sold my large house and a smaller house, and everything, and you couldn't pay for any of this. So whoever gave those Bitcoin donations, that big donation and several other ones, you kept us on air the last 6 months, last 4 or 5 months. But whoever you are, please do it again. Please go to Infowars.com/crypto. And whether it is $100 in Bitcoin or Ethereum, or whether it's $1,000 or whatever you can give, or big donations, it will all go in to this operation. Under oath, they asked me a few weeks ago in another deposition. They defaulted me for not responding, but I had like a 15th deposition. They said, where's that $7.5 million in Bitcoin? I said, it's all been spent to pay off past debts and pay for the bills and buy product forward. And they laughed and didn't believe it, because these people would never get a donation themselves and then put it all back in the company. I'll die to keep the truth on air. It's not a hard decision to do that. I put everything I've got into this operation, and I will put my blood on the line. I will do whatever it takes. I will never stop, because these people are pure evil, and it is an honor and a pleasure to fight them. But listen, we need your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get an Alex Jones Is Right t-shirt, get a Great Reset, the War for the World book. Buy some of the great supplements. Bodies is back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the new product. Diet Force is amazing. It's back in stock, about to sell out. And you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com, and up at the very top, it says support the InfoWar. Help fund the tip of the spear. You click that, go back to the front page of InfoWarsStore, please. You click on that right-hand side banner, help fund the tip of the spear. Just go back to the front, there it is. And you can make a $5, $10, $100, whatever donation you want. It can be one time, it can be recurring. If you want to stay in the fight, if you want to keep going. I'm so far into this now, it's all up to God. I have no anxiety about this. I'm actually not worried about what happens with us. It's up to you and God working through you. But I would like to continue on. And I told you, I'll never give up. I'll never sell out. But I could give out. And my flesh wants to give out. My spirit's like, got a gun to my head. It's impossible. I don't know how to sell out. I don't know how to lie. I don't know how to give in or back down. That's why, not bragging, but I got in fights with people that weighed 60, 70 pounds bigger than me, and I beat their brains out. Because I don't give up. I don't stop, ever. But I'm telling you, we're very close to giving out. Like a horse that's willing to keep running forever, horses will run till they die. A great example of that's the fictional, you know, True Grit, where the horse dies. And I'm just telling you, we need funding now. The bat signal has been fired. We're at a critical juncture. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. We've come so far together. I believe we've got more work to do, but it's up to you whether we stay in the fight. It's in your hands now. The ball is in your hands. It's up to you, listeners. It's up to you. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.